Thomas and Michael Stipe, Hooray for the Riff Raff, and more. Check out our website at democracynow.org.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hi, my name is Ray Spoon, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Oops, forgot my wallet.
Jonathan, Rod's doing the junk.
Oh my God, who cares?
Babe, why do you hang with those nerds?
I like those nerds.
Well, guess what? You're embarrassing yourself.
It's only embarrassing if you care what people think.
That's a good one. I like that. Babe.
Goodbye.
Babe, wait. Babe, wait. Babe, wait. Babe! Babe, wait! Babe! 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 Babe, wait! Babe, no! Babe, no! Babe, no! Babe! No, babe! Wait!
I'm still here. Did you even leave the booth last week? No, no. Please send breadcrumbs.
That's fine, because this is the only place that you need to be.
Yeah, and it's safe here.
And it's safe here. We're on CFRC. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
And he's still Vinny the Thrill. Hanging out with you guys until 10 o'clock. We are spinning the wheels of steel all morning long. Nothing but the best.
Nothing but the best for you.
We got a lot going on today. It's a little bit of everything today. Like a little bit of pop, a little bit of rock, a little bit of hip-hop today. A little bit of country.
Yeah.
We just heard new stuff from Ronnie Dario.
Okay.
Got a bit of a stutter there. That was called Not Today. So that's That's our motto for this
but
week.
But I want it to be today. I'm glad it's today.
It is a good day today.
Yeah. It's a great day today.
Yeah. We're hanging out on Queens campus. It's crispy winter out there. Mount CFRC is imposing.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to climb the Matterhorn today. It's going to be good. What else is going on this morning, you guys? We're going to talk about food.
We're going to talk about lots of things.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Food. There's lots of great things about food. I mean, I'm telling you, I've eaten so many different types of cheese lately. I've got lots of cheesy stories.
Ooh. Have some cheesy stories.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about sports. We've got a sports report today.
We've got a little bit of sports.
Excellent. We're going to talk movies and what we're watching to get us through the cold, dark months.
Yeah.
All of our jungle-themed films. Mm. There's some good ones.
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah.
Nice. And we're just also going to talk about how cool we are.
Yeah, too cool for school.
And you know, we're getting amped up for Valentine's Day coming soon. So we've got lots of love tracks. We've got lots of love songs. We started off with a great love scene from a great romance movie.
That's, babe, no!
But it's coming fast, so make sure you tune in and see how many love songs you can get that Jeff picked out.
It's all about the love today,
all
you guys.
All about the love.
Awesome. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Still Vinny.
And we are with you till 10 o'clock, so keep it locked and ready to rock. Turn it up to 11. We have a classic from, what does that say?
Swamp Water.
Nice. This one's called
Take a City Bride.
It's a taste of summer for you guys. Right here.
Swamp Water on CFRC.
I got a house on stilts and a $5 bill that's sitting on the banks of a muddy, muddy bayou. That's a lot, lot better than the streets of crowded cars, bunch of friendly neighborhood bars. But your mom and your papa won't let me come aboard. Says I can't make a good living for the child. But the fish bite good and the crawfish are a plenty. Gotta make a lot of money when I take a city bride. I got a pain, can't run, and your papa's got a big dog snapping at my heels. Get away, you mangy hound. The light's still burning and the ladder's by the window. Take a chance, gotta make another round. But your mom and your papa won't let me come aboard. Says I can't make a good living for the child. But the fish bite good and the crawfish are a plenty. Gotta make a lot of money when I take a city bride. Gotta make a lot of money when I take a city bride.
I moved here from Canada and they think I'm slow, eh?
Right or wrong. Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
I'm Dr. Zoidberg, homeowner.
Mind.
coffee burps out now because the microphones are going on.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
That's my best fake.
Oh, that was a good one. Okay,
I'm too shabby. My name's Jeff.
That's so embarrassing. Why did I even? Why do I even let you like?
He's a bad influence.
He is.
What have you done?
Like acting like I'm not a lady. Like I was raised by.
These are naturally bodily functions. We are in a building on a campus of science.
Right.
Okay.
Campus of science.
I think or something like that.
Oh my goodness, you guys are too much.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan. Simone the follower.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm Vinny.
Awesome.
Who just watches it all happen.
Hope you guys are having a good morning so far. Thanks for coming in, Simone. Thanks for coming in, Vinny.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's better to be in here than buried in a snowbank.
It's ridiculous out there.
It's ridiculous. Do you know how much snow there is out there?
How much?
How much?
There is so much snow. There's so much.
He gets no respect. We're coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, if you're listening from further afield, and we are digging ourselves out still from the massive snow event that we got over the weekend. It's like the biggest blizzard in a decade, I think.
Wow.
I think that's most snowfall in Toronto's history.
Yeah,
like I saw
90
that.
Centimeters.
Yeah.
They also got an earthquake last night to add insult to injury.
What?
Yeah.
Earthquake.
Yeah, I was reading on Reddit this morning because people were like, was I crazy or was my house shaking last night? So they got like a 3.1 or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Man, nature's,
dun, dun, dun.
Nature's a lot going on.
Yeah.
This is like the day after tomorrow. Where's Jake Gyllenhaal?
Where's you when you need him?
Yeah.
He's more of an Emily Russell.
Save me, Dennis Quaid.
Is that the movie where they have to go inside of a mall?
Like a library, I think.
Yeah.
To
go down.
They're like running away from the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's what we feel like right now. They said that at the peak, the storm that hit the United States and Canada was 2,300 miles across at its largest and affected almost 300 million people.
It's about the same size as your ego, Jeff.
Oh, nothing's that big.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Oh, yeah. And they're not out of the woods yet. I was watching my weather guy from Kentucky, Ryan Hall, y'all.
Oh, yes.
They're tracking a bomb cyclone that's going to hit like New York, Boston, New Jersey, Carolina on Saturday, Sunday. It's still a ways away, and it doesn't look like we're going to get hit up here by anything, but it's going to bring in it's going to get colder, apparently.
Yeah, of course it's going to get colder. And you know what's going to happen when it gets really cold? I'm leaving.
You're leaving?
I'm leaving.
You're
I'm
just
going.
Leaving? Where are you
I'm leaving.
Go?
I'm going to Dominican.
Oh, yeah.
See you there. Yeah, next week.
Are you?
I am.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay, nice.
Can you take us with you?
Yeah,
can
let's
do
go.
A remote show from the Dominican?
Yeah.
You have your passport, right, Simone?
No.
No. You can fake it.
Fake it? Yeah.
Squeeze into his luggage. Can stuff you in the overhead compartment.
Can I find some cocaine and put that in my bag?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. We heard some crazy news about the World Health Organization permitting it, so.
Apparently cocaine's fine.
Yeah, right, but deli meat is a class one carcinogen.
Yeah, ham is out. But blow is in. Happy morning, everyone.
Yes.
So what's going on in your lives? How are you guys surviving the winter? What's your stratagem? What's happening? It's a 4D chess game out there.
I really love having a pickup truck in this weather, I have to say, because at the end of the day, I drove yesterday for about 2 hours, and the number of vehicles that were in the ditch. Now, what appeared to be they were all there from, like, the big day, but, like, man, it's crazy out there. Like, the roads are not good for anybody. Stay off them if you don't have to be out.
Yeah.
Much better this morning, though.
Oh, yeah, totally. No, your pickup can chew through snow like snot through a Kleenex.
Yeah. Kingston trucks.
And Simone, how are you doing this winter?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you were talking off air about, you know, skating. Got to get back on the skate train.
I got to get back on it.
What's going on? When was the last time you put the blades on the feet and went for it?
Last week.
Last week? Oh, that's not so bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I've got an opportunity.
I'm scared of even being outside, and I'm afraid of someone's going to steal my boots. Not.
I feel that.
Not that they're great boots, but I don't want anyone to steal them.
Because they're going
to
walk home.
You wear
skates.
Them as mittens.
That's right.
Your gloves, your hands are protected. But I have an opportunity. I coach house league hockey, and on Saturday's practice, you can be an honorary coach.
What? You should do it. What would that entail? Like, you skate around the ice, people shoot pucks at you?
You gotta, there's a whole process, technically.
Okay, we'll work it out.
But, I mean, the idea would be there. Maybe you should be one of the people working with us.
Think
we'll teach you. Have the kids teach you.
Oh.
Think of it, Simone. You have the striped shirt, the whistle, you get the authority.
Do I get one of those walker things?
Oh, we can't have those. You get hockey sticks.
Okay.
This could be fun. So if you're going to coach, like, what age group are we talking there, Vinny?
This is U13, so they're like 12-year-olds.
Okay, so if you're coaching a 12-year-old hockey team, Simone, what's your strategy for that? Like, how are you going to, like...
I tell them, like, you got to be tough.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got to be strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to... want to keep going on.
There you go.
That's it.
Yes.
You know,
be strong, be tough, and keep going on. Yeah.
You sound like a generic inspirational poster that hangs in the gym.
That was
a Tom Brady
believe
quote.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah. I think it could work. I think
it might work. Yeah.
Simone on location.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to
from
work
the
on
ice.
This.
Yeah. But I'm also so my eldest son is in Ottawa University, and he apparently likes sports now. So he's been big into football, but he's also now taken up skating. He lives in on campus, so he's right across the street from the canal.
Oh, yeah.
So he wants to skate the entire canal. So we might head up there next weekend.
Nice.
That we get back and...
And do that.
Skate it up, bro.
Because like
skate.
I said,
skate.
There's nice. No end in sight for this cold. Like, there's no break in it for, like, at least a couple weeks. So that's good for skating. We're going to focus on the positive here.
Yeah.
So that's good for skating.
Yeah.
It's good for the lakes. I want to see some people out there on kite surfing boards. See that?
Kite skirt?
Like, you know, like kite surfing in the summer where they're on... Yeah, and they do it in the winter, but they're on, like, a toboggan or a sled
really?
Or skates, and they just
kind of,
like, pull them around.
I remember...
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, if you're down waterfront, you'll see them every now and then. These... I don't even know what they're called. I have to look it up. But, like, I remember Rick Mercer...
Oh, yeah?
When I went to see a live recording, they had done that in... Prince Edward County.
Really?
He was riding tandem with one of those things, and they go so fast.
That'd be
they
wild.
Are so fast, yeah.
See,
yeah.
I guess my worry is that, like, if you catch a lot of air, at least in the summertime, you're going to land in water.
Yeah.
But in the winter, you're going
you're
hard.
You're just hitting that ice pretty good.
But that sounds like a lot of fun. This is what we're going to focus on for the rest of the season is, like, how to spin winter into, like, something
to love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we haven't had a real winter in a few years. We need the snow.
Is that a date? Okay, so is that a good date idea? Do you take somebody's like, hey, you are my prospective love. let me take you outside where
it
it's
is.
Freezing cold
it is.
And miserable.
I will tell you, it is. Because when I would go to the Invista Center to practice, to teach myself how to skate, you know, falling down and everything, in the midst of doing that, I saw lots of people on dates.
I have no problem doing
lots
it indoors.
Of,
you're 100%.
I thought you were going to say you've been taken on a skating date.
Outside. Outside, though.
Well, see, that's what
lots
it is.
Lots of people are doing dates outside.
It's so cold.
But then you know how tough your prospective love interest is.
Fair.
Right? That's the litmus test. If they can survive hanging out with you outside for like half hour, an hour in like this weather, skating, drinking cocoa.
It's got to be a sign.
Then that's a good thing.
But the real question is if they had headphones in. Would they be listening to this next song we're about to play?
Oh, that's a good question, because we are going to hear gorgeous Hannah Georges with her classic called Shorty.
So, Shorty. So maybe?
Oh, yeah. We're all just looking for a shorty.
Shoddy.
So more on that next break. We are coming up on Valentine's Day, so we got to talk about some love stuff. But in the meantime, we will get back to the tunes. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Simone the Moan.
Benny.
Back up, baby, you're smart. I'm gonna dance, dance, dance until the cops come. Yeah, I got myself a plan. I'm gonna get some romance. I'm gonna get some. Don't you tell me nothing else, cause nothing else matters just tonight.
Nothing, and we're all out of ideas.
Now, don't you ever feel sad. Lean on me, honey, when times get bad. And when you're down in a river of trouble, when you're down.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Ooh, Revenge is a dish best served cold, Jack. Like sashimi or pizza.
You prefer cold pizza?
The morning after? It's the best.
Better than hot pizza? That's insane.
You don't tell me what kind of pizza to like.
You're not my representative. I will be talking for myself. Mm. This is an open and shut case, and anybody who can't see that is a savage and an idiot.
Okay.
Dressed like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. To a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon, they said he to a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you pay for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen.
Punk rock girl,
you look so wild. Let's have a child, we'll name her Mini Pearl. Just you and me. Eat fudge, banana swirl. Just you and me. We'll travel around the world. Just you and me. Punk rock girl.
To the CFRC radio.
Ooh.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
I always love that little intro.
Yeah. It's very nice. It's very pleasant. Uplifting. It's very springtime.
I feel like I should just hop around.
Hoppity hop.
Absolutely. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm Vinny.
Vinny the Thrill in the house right here on CFRC 101.9.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you, Vinny.
I'm so glad to be hanging out for a few weeks. Thank you for housing me.
No, thanks for coming in.
Me.
Absolutely. And just don't look us in the eye and you'll be fine. Yeah. We just heard from The Dead Milkmen with Punk Rock Girl right here. CFRC. Also in that last set, Sister Susie with Are You Gonna Give Me a Kiss?
Are ya?
No. We also heard from Mala Vista out of Italy with In the Dark. We had a classic from Pamela Webb and The George with their cover of Hold On, I'm Coming. And we opened it up, Gorgeous Hannah Georges with her song, Shorty.
Shorty.
For sure.
Shorty. Man, you know what I just, I know we're going to jump to some food, but I want to first give a quick shout out and thankful for the fine folks at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
I just had one of those cookies, and I still have the ginger molasses cookie. Is that what it was?
Oh, yeah.
I just had an extra one, like, crumb that was hiding in my cheek. I just found it. It's so good.
Like a squirrel.
So good. Yeah.
Well, they were just baked this morning. I got in this morning. Our champion baker, Aaron, was already up there.
Good job, Aaron.
It's like 6 o'clock. Wow. I go up there to yell at her about Roy Scheider. I take some free cookies and I come here.
Give me all your cookies.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is our segment right now. We like to talk about what's going on with our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah. If you're a small business in town and you want to sponsor a CFRC show,
give us your money.
It's ludicrously cheap and very easy to do. So please do that. Every week we like to talk about Old Farm and find out what is going on down at the corner of Barry and Clergy, the little red house surrounded by snowbanks.
Because of the crazy weather, I've been thinking making some chili.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking, what do you think is the best meat in the freezer at Old Farm Fine Foods?
Old Farm Fine Foods?
Old Farm Fine Foods.
I should use to make my chili.
Great question, Vinny. Wonderful question.
I think I know.
Well, you go first then.
Yeah, maybe the ground beef from Double J Farms.
We've got some of that
ground
left.
Beef?
Ground
okay.
beef from Double J.
Ground beef.
Or from Enright. We got a lot of Enright beef right now.
Or Enright.
Very delicious. I always like to put in some ground pork from Hanover View Farms as well.
Oh, okay.
Gives it an extra dimension of flavor.
Yeah.
And we've got these really nice in the freezer. We got them last week. Stir fry strips. Stir-fry strips from Enright Beef. They're rib lifter meat. It's basically the same kind of stuff you use at Korean barbecue. It's, same stuff that you and I were grilling up.
Yeah.
And so you fry that up and then just chop it up in little chunks. Because I like chunks of stuff in my chili.
I do like chunks.
Yeah, because the Super Bowl is coming up, and Old Farm Fine Food makes a mean batch of beef chili. And we're going to be doing that for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Incorporate it into your hot dogs. Incorporate it into your nachos. Incorporate it into your life.
I'm watching the Super Bowl from Dominican.
Are you?
I am.
Nice.
And I'm excited to see what that's going to be like.
So who are the teams? Well, we'll talk about that next break, I guess, on Sports Report.
It.
Yeah. But other things at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah. So to wash down my cookie, I was gifted a loon kombucha.
Oh, yeah.
A lemon ginger. And that's going to make me feel wonderful, I feel.
Like,
I'm very calming. My digestive system is going to be calming. I think that's the best thing.
It's great for the throat.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's the season where people are getting cold and they're getting sick. But at this point...
But not you.
No, at this point, Vinny's protected because of my loon kombucha. So thank you, Old Farm Fine Foods.
And Old Farm Fine Soup. If you want to go there, we're in just full-on soup season right now. So we're doing soups up during
the week.
What's the
soup of the day? Soup du jour.
I think today is a nice, hearty borscht. I love a good borscht in the winter. A beet-based soup with onions and veg, and it's purple and delicious.
Okay.
It gets you where you need to go.
Yeah. Mm, health-wise. I'm all for that. That's good. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other things at Old Farm 2 is the return of gummy candies. That's right.
Oh, you were talking about... Okay. Let's rewind here because I think off air, you were talking about how Old Farm Fine Foods has always been known to be a candy store.
Yes, a little history lesson since we are in Queen's University.
Hang on, let me grab my pencil.
House of Learned Doctors. That's right. Old Farm Fine Foods is situated on Clergy and Barry, right across from the historic Chalmers United Church.
Yeah.
And the building that Old Farm is in was built to be the like shed/barn for all the equipment when they built the church over like 2 or 3 years. And then after that, it was opened as a general store. So it's been a general store and a candy store for over 100 years.
Crazy.
It was a general store in the 20s. There's an article in the Whig Standard Archive about how they were plagued by hooligans back then.
Oh, they still are.
Yelling at old people going by playing milk caps.
Yeah.
It was a butcher shop, a barber shop in the 60s.
It's crazy.
Eve's Grocery was when I used to go there as a child and get all my little penny candies. So we've got penny candies at Old Farm. You get like, we got Sour Sharks and giant Coke bottles.
Perfect.
So that's what I brought for breakfast.
And penny candies? Wow.
A nickel for the sharks and a quarter for the
All right.
Oh, wow.
Just to brighten your day. Little kids love it.
At Old Farm.
There's tons. It's crazy.
I'd like to, you know, if I'm going to go there and get like a panini made for me and just want Jeff to give me a history lesson.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Yeah. Tell me all about the beams, Jeff. All about the beams.
That's right. Well, it's a posted beam building. It's indestructible, though. So, yeah, come down to Old Farm, get a sandwich grilled, and let Jeff the Nerd talk to you about history, or I'll yell at you about Roy Scheider, like I was doing with the baby. This morning.
Right on.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Simone, I brought you an apple cinnamon muffin.
I know. You know how I love those. Yeah, well, and they're warm.
They're still warm.
They're still
fresh.
Warm when you bring them to me.
Is there any eggnog left in the fridge for
that? I got rid of it last week. It was still there. So gross. But yeah, the best thing about this crispy winter weather is when you go by Old Farm, you can smell what the rock stars are cooking.
Yeah?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good.
So get down there, get your comfort food, get your mafia lasagna, India, and enjoy the winter. Just eat.
Do something with the winter.
Grow your gut and be merry.
Winter.
Winter. That's my just, family.
Be warm all the time.
That's right.
I would not be upset.
Well, we can warm you up with some good tunes. Get some toe-tapping going on. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And I'm Vinny, and I got dancing shoes, and I need to use them.
Okay,
so let's go.
Some dancing shoes.
We've
all
had a request from our friend Captain Steve to play more Fog Hat on the program.
Okay.
So we're playing a classic called Driving Wheel.
Break a leg. All right, let's go.
Right here
on CFRC.
101.9.
Just making you do things.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.